Good evening, everyone. This is Vicki with the Ask Spirit Now show, and I hope everyone is doing great this evening. It is so good to be with you. And I want to let you know that we had a listener that wanted to have a reading this evening. So Rose is going to be doing that. And this is actually part two of our retreat series where last week we talked about the heart awakening and our wonderful retreat we're going to be having close to Asheville, September 17th through the 19th. And I told everybody they could go to AskSpiritNow.com to find out more about that. And tonight we're going to be talking about the Inner Sanctuary Training, which is an awesome touching your heart, opening that sacred space within your heart. And this is our part two of that series. And we're going to be, Reverend Rose is my guest again down from Fort Myers. And I say down from because I'm up here in Georgia. And when we think of Florida, we like go south in our minds. We say, oop, we're going south now. So when we go south to introduce Reverend Rose, she's going to be one of the facilitators along with myself when we go to Asheville. So welcome, Rose.
Thank you, Vicki. I look forward to working with you this evening and your guests.
Yeah. I have to tell you, before the show started, I picked up two cards, and I thought it was very interesting that they both fell out. I want to share these. The first one I picked up was Peace Offering, and the second one I picked up was Power of Joy. So I know there's somebody out there, even if you know, not able to call in tonight, there's something about some peace offerings that need to be shared. Just find a way to find the peace either within your heart or to share that with you. And I feel for everyone, the power of joy. I have a picture of Buddha sitting here, and the power of joy transforms our life. And one of the issues that we're going to be talking about tonight is the Inner Sanctuary Training that Reverend Rose and I both are teachers of from Delphi University, and the power of joy is phenomenal. And you certainly learn that in the Inner Sanctuary Training. So, Rose, you do a lot of this, the Inner Sanctuary or Journey Within training down in Fort Myers. So share a little bit about your understanding of how that works for folks.
Oh, sure. I've had many clients go through this training. And it's a powerful, powerful technique to meditate in a reliable manner. And like you said, it's to connect to that sacred space within. And in today's times, unfortunately, many, many of us have trouble connecting. We can't shut our minds down, or the reverse is also experienced by many. Some people can relax enough to meditate, but then they fall asleep and they don't know where they were, what happened, nothing. And the technique that you and I will be using will help them to create a sanctuary within them, a sacred space that they can go to with very specific rooms to deal with specific things in their life. So there's going to be quite a number of rooms, and it keeps that left brain occupied for those people that are very logical. It'll keep that left part of the brain occupied so you can go into the room during your meditation, take care of what you need to take care of in that room, and then move on to the next room and progress through your temple that exists within you.
Oh, beautiful. Well, I know the Inner Sanctuary Training, going within, restores your energy. It helps you to receive spiritual insight and answers. I believe we all want that clarity we talked about last week, Rose. Everybody wants clarity. You know, what do I do next? And the Inner Sanctuary Training helps you to create and manifest your ideas and goals for your life and strengthens your purpose and direction. And I think every one of us, no matter where we are in our lives or what journey we're on, we always want to know what our purpose is, and we want to know the direction to go in, because none of us like to make mistakes, although sometimes we just do. But the other thing it does is this Inner Sanctuary Training helps you to be a channel of healing love in the world. And that doesn't matter what world you're in, whether you are a wife or a husband, a teacher, a lawyer, a doctor, a healer, it just being that channel of healing, love, and light is just powerful to have that in your life, and you know that you are that, and that helps you to create that purpose. Now, when we go into the inner sanctuary training, I want to share something with you about that, as I am not, or I should say, before I started IST, that's just a slang word for inner sanctuary training, is that I didn't like to meditate. And I either fell asleep or I was so busy planning my grocery shopping or, oh my gosh, how am I to get out of this problem? But I never really ever meditated. And inner sanctuary training is the first time ever that I really ever have totally gotten into meditation. Now, haven't you had a lot of people that you've shared that with, Rose, that didn't like to meditate?
Yes. Like I said, our lives are so busy now, and we just have so much on our mind. It's hard to just sit there and connect with spirit. I mean, in one of the first reactions, most clients will say, well, I'm making this up. I can't really be connecting. I didn't really hear or see something. But in all reality, they did, and it's just their mind coming in and starting to question that connection. And IST will really strengthen that connection for them. And again, like I said, it's a very structured meditation to keep that left part of their brain busy. Because I was very much like you as well, Vicki. I always had problems meditating because I was worried about what I needed to do here at work and take care of this when I got home and all kinds of things and just couldn't focus. But my type A personality, when I go into the inner sanctuary, knows that I'm going to be walking down the path and I'm going to be walking to my temple and that there are some very, very beautiful rooms there that I'm going to visit and I'm going to get some healings and I'm also going to get lots of insight while I'm in there. And I just it's a beautiful experience and I am so happy to be able to share this with other people. I've got to say it's the one meditation that truly works and will turn yourself around.
Yeah. Now, we've chosen the Compassionate Expressions, which is a retreat. It's called the Compassionate Expressions Mountain Inn and Healing Sanctuary. I believe it's a little north of Asheville. So we're certainly encouraging everyone to have this beautiful experience out there at this fabulous place. And I think you know a little bit about this place, don't you, Rose? You talked to the lady and...
Yes, I have. And actually, I'm extremely excited to visit this location. You're correct. It's about 30 minutes northwest of Asheville. And it's located in the mountains of Leicester. So it's a natural, quiet nature reserve. Actually, there's 40 acres there. Mm. So there'll be lots of natural wildlife. They have trails to hike, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place, and what better spot to be in October, and I'm truly hoping that we'll be able to see abundant fall colors out there, but you'll have a beautiful view of the mountains. The lodgings are very quaint. We have a wonderful room that we'll have our retreat in, and the retreat will include meals as well. And for those of your clients who truly want to get back to nature, tent camping is also available.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in the lodge, and I'll pass on the camping.
Well, I'll share something. I went camping one time in Alaska, and I can't tell you how beautiful that was. It was right by a stream. It was quite gorgeous, but I doubt that I'll do it again. It was quite a lot of work, and I don't know. Are you still there, Rose?
Yes, I am.
Hello? Oh, okay, good. It was just something shifted in the sound, and I thought that was very interesting. But anyway, we're excited about that. And I just want to say this is a time for everyone to really get back to their inner sanctuary, their inner core, because that's who we are. Every one of us has that sacred space within us, and that's the part that we tend to escape from or hide from even when we are going through life that becomes so stressful and so fast paced that we forget that space because it's like, oh, I can't relax right now. I got two or three kids running around the house. I've got a party to fix, or I've got this deadline to work. It's interesting though, because when we do connect with our inner space, everything just sort of calms down and everything seems to unfold in a magical way. And that is what's so powerful. And I want to share, without going into the detail of the rooms, there is one of the rooms you learn in the Inner Sanctuary training. And when I get a little upset or angry or frustrated, it doesn't matter where I am, the grocery store, in a courtroom, out on the street, it doesn't matter. I can go in that room with my eyes open and start to release that upset. And nobody even knows I'm there. And that's what's so powerful about this training, is because you can go there at will without having to be on a meditation table or out in the woods. Or once you've learned this, it is used anywhere you want it to be used. So I want to share that as well. So now, Rose, let's talk a little bit about our inner senses, because we're going to be talking about that. We all have inner senses, clairvoyance, clairaudience. All of us have that, right?
Yes, we do. And many people think, well, that only psychics have that. No. The universe gave us the gift of absolutely every single one of those spiritual senses, which is clairvoyance or clear vision. Clairaudience, which means clear hearing. But what most people don't know, this also means thoughts. Clairaudience is new thoughts coming into your head as well. Then we have clairsentience, which many people, is very strong in many people, and that's feeling. You have a feeling of something. That's clairsentience. And these inner senses is your natural guidance tool, a beautiful gift that was given to us from the universe. And I like to call these natural spiritual senses your GPS. They're your internal GPS. And if you're aware and listen to these senses, they will guide you truly in the right directions. It's our head, our mind, and our thoughts that get us mixed up. But your heart, your spiritual senses will guide you with truth.
Right. Well, you know, we do not perceive our spirit as our true self, because a lot of times we see, you know, spirit as outside of us. And that's what I love about learning this, is that we learn that spirit dwells in the physical body for the purpose of expanding love. We're like God's expression, and expressing love and wisdom and harmony in the physical world. And one of the parts of this training is that we learn about spirit, about ourselves, how to create, how to find what we really want to create with clarity, and then asking spirit to assist us with this so that we truly have the connection. And, you know, we all have that emotional and mental body, those thoughts and those emotions that are always, always trying to get control of us. And we need, with the more we go into our inner sanctuary, the more we connect with spirit, and the stronger we get in our ability to have the life that we want. Otherwise, our mental and emotional bodies, those parts of us, which we're going to talk about a lot in our training, we're also going to talk about that in our Heart Awakening retreat in September 17th to the 19th, because when we have to learn to get control of our thoughts and our emotions. Otherwise, we live a life of ego. And if we live a life of ego, then we really can't get the purposeful life that we're looking for, because it is all about, you know, I wanted to share something with y'all. I picked this card for everyone. Many times we feel that we're so busy making money that we don't even have time to enjoy it. And then we say, well, when we're not making money, we don't have the money to enjoy it. Well, the truth is, when we rely on our action to create everything, we become so tired that we can't even enjoy our creation. And once you're not really, if we're not understanding the power of our thoughts, but deliberately directing these powerful tools in the area that we want to desire, we'll find that these actions can take charge in a creative way instead of a forceful way. And that's how we learn to really, really enjoy what we're creating without the stress and without the burned out, which, by the way, is part of the IST, isn't it, Rose, where we learn to not be so stressed out and burned out. So share some of that about IST that helps with IST, again, now Inner Sanctuary Training, that helps with that feeling like, oh, I don't know if I can do another thing in my life, but I have to. Feeling.
Right. Well, there's a very, very special place in the Inner Sanctuary that you can go to when you feel that way. And I'm not going to give all the secrets away of what's in that room. But I want to tell you what will happen in that room is you will meet with your higher self, your spirit, your soul, and you will heal. Your spirit will help you heal. And you don't have to do anything. You just walk into this room and let your higher self take you by the hand, hug you and love you and help you heal those emotions so you can restore your energy and leave that room and go back out into your physical world, invigorated and able to, deal with the emotions.
Yes. Well, the Inner Sanctuary Training strengthens the psychic energy lines. It's the form. It allows the Inner Sanctuary so that each time we go in, it becomes easier and stronger, and we're able to return faster to our external world in peace. And each time we return to our Inner Sanctuary, we strengthen its psychic fabric. So, in essence, we are the master builders. You know, we basically are building the psychic form of our meeting place with our spirit, beginning with the foundation. And when our Inner Sanctuary becomes that strong, it is as real and solid in our inner world as our physical home is in our external world. And then we begin to really feel like we're spiritual beings in human form, on planet Earth, where we're not detached, and oh my gosh, how much more of this do we have to live through? It's that strengthening of our psychic fabric, and I think that is what I have gained so much from, Rose, and everyone that's listening. That is a powerful tool that when I get frustrated, I don't ever let that frustration go very long anymore now. Sometimes if I'm out, I'll go into one of those rooms, but boy, as soon as I get home, I go into all of them. And I just breathe again. It's like, hello, Vicki. Hello, spirit. I'm really here, you know, and that's what I have gained from this magnificent training that I have had. So, Rose, I understand that you had a listener that wanted a reading. So I wanted to give everybody a chance to, you know, we're going to be offering readings at the end of the retreat that we will be talking to you about. You can go on AskSpiritNow.com, or you can go to Rose's email at energyeneergieworks@comcast.net and to ask her specifically. But I understand, Rose, that you had somebody, I believe Marianne, that wanted a reading. So are you ready to do that, or do you need a little bit more time to get that prepared?
No, actually, I am ready. And Marianne is in Georgia. And
I use
tarot cards as well. And I never really have to pick the cards because when I do a phone reading or answering an email, Spirit will always pick the cards. And Marianne, I know you're listening. And 5 cards just flew out of the deck. So they just fell right onto my table. So I'm just going to go through those very, very quickly.
Okay.
And what I sense is with Marianne that she's feeling very, very stuck and is questioning herself and asking, is there something wrong with me? And I just want to assure Marianne that there is nothing wrong with her. I want her to go into her heart and feel the beautiful, warm, compassionate, loving heart that she has. What the cards tell me about Marianne is that she tends to put a mask on herself for those around her. And what she's doing is she's not showing or saying what she feels or wants. And she kind of hides her real self. And she responds to what others expect of her. So to speak, she's got a code of proper behavior. And now she's gotten to a point in her life where she wants to break free of this mask or, you know, facade, and she truly needs to be herself and stop play acting. And I'm so glad that she's come to this point in her life, and it's her spirit and the universe that is pushing her here to be who she truly is. And the fact that she's feeling stuck is something that many people out there are experiencing. And what I want to tell her and others that are feeling this is that when you're in that position, it's a time for you to go to your heart. It's a time to rest. It's a time to connect with yourself and to connect with the universe. Let spirit, let God, let your higher self heal. The cards also showed me that Marianne does tend to be an overachiever, and she has very high standards for others, but especially for herself. And she's always on the go, always on the go, as many of us are. And she has trouble sitting still. And so what activity equates to her, activity equals achievement. Achievement equals approval, and approval equals love. So when she's not busy, when there's a lack of activity in her life, she's feeling unloved. And that is a misconception. And when she takes the time to rest and when she goes into her heart and connect with herself, though that misconception will definitely dissipate. What I want her to know is that everything is in divine order and timing. It's not necessarily our timing or how we necessarily want things to be, but it's definitely in divine order and timing. So the word there is trust and patience. And I have to say that I see her floating. I see her as light as a feather, and I want her to know that I truly feel that by the end of August, there will be some new changes coming in for her, and that's why I feel this lightness in her spirit. I want her to reach out and to ask for help, as I do see tremendous helping hands totally surrounding her. And those are spiritual hands as well as physical hands. Take notice of the people that are around you in your life. They truly want to help you. And I just sense that once she feels this portion of her heart and believes in her heart, that she will see people around her in a new light. And she will feel that they are different, but they're not really different. The difference is going to come from her opening up her heart. The other thing I sense very strongly for her is that in the spring, she will be working on a new project. I feel it growing, and I feel it growing rapidly. I also sense tremendous abundance with this new project, and I do feel that a portion of that abundance is financial. And the reason I feel that for her is that I do see a pile of coins. So what that tells me is that the financial part of this project will start small, but it will continue to grow. The other thing I see when I close my eyes and connect to her energy is I see an eagle soaring. And that tells me two very important things about her. And one is that eagles have very keen vision. This is one of her beautiful spiritual gifts. She has keen vision. I want her to trust in her vision, trust in her intuition, and it will carry her. And the other thing is an eagle can soar very high. And Marianne, when you let go of your fear and let go of that stuck feeling, nothing is wrong with you, my dear. You will soar higher than you have ever been, and let spirit help you get there, and trust in them and trust in you.
Well, that's a beautiful reading, and I'm sure she deeply appreciates that. So thank you so much for that. Now, when we look at our qualities of our spirit, what are some of the, you know, we have our negative thoughts and we have our negative feelings, but we also have wonderful qualities that flow through the personality and are visible to others. And we're going to be looking at that in the Inner Sanctuary training, the qualities that we have, because when we focus on the positive, we get more positive, correct, Rose?
Oh,
yes. It's a very powerful. And, you know, I have to share something as we talk. I don't know if anyone hears it in the background, but I have just beautiful Southern Georgia rain just pouring down. So if you hear something in the background, it's cleansing the air and cleansing the earth. It just feels absolutely magnificent. So, but we're going to be looking at our qualities when we look in the Inner Sanctuary training. And one of the issues that are going to come up for this is that when we judge ourselves and judge others, it does something to our lives that is not the best thing in the world for us. Because we judge ourselves more often and more severely than we judge others. And when we judge others, a lot of times it's because we're judging ourselves first. So what do you find in that, Rose, as far as the Inner Sanctuary training as to judgment? I mean, do you work a lot with that when we do that? I mean, share some of your experiences with that.
Yes, we do work a lot with that. And the one thing that all of us come to realize is that none of us are perfect. And not everyone can satisfy your expectations all the time. And not only can they not satisfy your expectations, they're not supposed to. So one of the things that we do learn is that we are responsible for ourselves, our expectations of self, and not expectation of the other. And judgment is a quality that most of us possess. And I have to say it's one that I've worked with for many years myself. I've had difficulty with it, and I call it the judge in me. And it's something that I have to give conscious effort to. But with IST training, you do become aware of those reactive selves within you. And once you're more aware of them, you can do things to prevent them from causing harm to yourself or to others. And it's not to say that all of these reactive selves with you, for example, the angry self within you, is bad. Because there are times where anger is reasonable, especially if someone is infringing on your rights as a person. So that is a reasonable reaction, and you can express anger, or even when times of your trust has been broken. But if you use your anger to disagree with others' ideas or actions, well, then that's unreasonable, and the angry self needs to be curtailed a little bit. And so we'll work with that and work with our feelings and attitudes and how to calm and clear them.
Yes. Well, negative thoughts and emotions cause feelings of being trapped, and they prevent the feelings of freedom that our loving self, our true self, is capable of experiencing. And, you know, these trapped feelings cause us to develop these protective barriers. And it's interesting that you had mentioned that in your reading, because these protective barriers or defense mechanisms are what we attach to or create as children to protect ourselves from abuse or upsets or something like that. And then when we get to be an adult, we carry these protective barriers or defense mechanisms around with us, and we wonder why, you know, let's just say a person that has these protective barriers, which we all do, attracts somebody in their life that also has it. And it's easy to see someone else's protective barrier, but it's usually just a reflection of our own protective barriers. And I just want to mention a few of these, Rose. We have the angry self. We have the helpless self, the victim, the guilty self. Oh, my goodness, there's so many of them. And we're going to be looking at all those selves in the inner sanctuary training so that we become understanding of those selves and how to deal with them so that we can have more of the loving self in our lives as opposed to all these other selves that we have. And everybody has them. So it doesn't matter if you're the President of the United States or if you're, you know, Vicki and Rose talking to you on the Ask Spirit Now show. We all have them. It's just that in understanding them, we learn to get access to them so that they don't control us. And that's the big, big difference. So, you know, there's a statement here that spirit is on earth and spirit is here working through me or is here through me. And that's such an important part of IST training because we want people here on earth, we want spirit to be working with us and we want to have our presence on this earth. I believe everybody that's listening here tonight wants to feel when we finish here that we have made a difference somehow in life. Why did we come here? There has to be a reason why each and every one of us are here. And that's what IST training helps us to uncover. Why are we here and what is our gift to everyone that we meet here, here on the earth as we're in our incarnation, this life? So the second truth that we're going to learn is our old thought structures equal self-sabotage. You want to talk about that a little bit, Rose, of what
yes.
that means in your?
Sure. What happens is your negative thoughts and feelings affect absolutely every aspect of your life. And sometimes that's hard to put your arms around that, you know. You know, you may feel, it's not me, they did it to me, and I'm okay. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But, you know, let's be honest here with ourselves. We do have negative thoughts and feelings, and they so affect our lives, our creativity, your productivity. Our self-esteem is affected and without even knowing. And what happens is these negative thoughts and feelings totally chain you to more negative experiences. So the IST will help assist us to recognize that we are actually doing this to ourselves. And once you recognize this, you can stop attracting more negative experiences. I don't know about you, Vicki, but I'd rather have positive experiences than negative experiences. What do you think?
Yes. Most definitely. And especially when we're balancing karma, we really need to. When you have a huge shift in your experiences, and this is what the Inner Sanctuary Training did, when you have a huge shift in your experience and you see things differently through forgiveness, that is when karma actually shifts. And that is when you come back in another body or even in this life, because we're right now, we're dealing with this life. We want to have improvement in our lives. You know, we don't want to just go to a retreat and feel good for the weekend and then go back to our same life. That's what the purpose of our Inner Sanctuary and of the Heart Awakening is to shift something in our consciousness so that we truly, truly make a shift and a permanent shift in our lives. And Inner Sanctuary gives us that method to reinvent ourselves. It helps us to build a new thought structure, a new way of seeing, a shift in our viewpoint, a shift in our consciousness, so that we can go out and have positive things happen to us because we have shifted. Because we can't just affirm all day long. I mean, that helps. And I'm not going to ever say it doesn't. but we still have to go within ourselves to find out what is not working. It's sort of like when you're working with somebody, and if they keep believing that they're unworthy, they're never going to be able to attract worthiness into their lives. Because if their true inner core believes that they're not worthy, it is going to be very difficult for them to bring in worthiness and wealth of friendships and life experiences into their lives. So that is one of the beautiful parts that we work with in the inner sanctuary, is to be able to create that and transcend our old thought structures and embrace the new thought structures that come into being. So now, is there anything else you wanted to share? We still have 20 minutes on so that we can talk about a little bit more about this Compassionate Expressions Mountain Inn and Healing Sanctuary, which is October 8th through the 10th. Boy, what a beautiful time to be in Asheville, Rose.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be gorgeous. Mm-hmm. That's going to be wonderful. And you know what I love about these retreats is you get to go up. And you don't have to cook. You don't have to think about anything. You don't have to. You just have to be. Just let your world leave behind and come and just really enjoy the beautiful mountains and the let your spirit be there to transform issues in your life that you really want to transform. So now, what are some other parts of IST that you would like to talk about? Rose,
well, one of the things that I would like to talk about is you and I have both had some discussions up until this point about our negative thoughts and emotions. And I don't want anyone to think that we totally focus on those negative reactive selves, but yeah. I want them to know how important it is to know where you are, what negative reactive selves are within you, and how those buttons get pushed. And then that way you can celebrate your progress when you lessen the control that these reactive selves have on you. And the IST meditation practice will assist you with that. But also what they're going to do is they're going to learn about their spiritual qualities. What are those beautiful spiritual qualities that they have? Am I resilient? Am I resourceful? Am I caring? Am I amiable and responsible? Those are all beautiful spiritual qualities as well. And so we're going to focus on those, and we're going to have some discussions on how you can use your spiritual abilities to heal. To heal yourself and those around you by expressing more of your spiritual qualities. And believe me, you have thousands of spiritual qualities. How's that for a number?
Well, it is. It's the truth. It's actually the truth. And there's the most fun exercise that we do when we go through Inner Sanctuary to find our actual qualities. And, you know, so many people will say, well, I don't have any qualities. Or they go to write it down and it takes them a while. And you know what? When you finish this, you will know your qualities and you'll feel with them and you'll know what they are. And it is just a powerful powerful process to go through. I'm hoping that it'll be beautiful weather so we can do it outside, because that would be so gorgeous to be in the North Georgia mountains. I may not want to leave because I definitely want to move up there. There's no doubt about it. So yes, we all have our spiritual abilities and our spiritual qualities that we need to focus on, because it is from our strength that we find more strength. And there are times when we do need to go and look and see what's motivating us and figuring out what those are. And then we go back to those positive strengths that we have. And you know, deep breathing is so, so important, because we experience a great feeling of peace. And it isn't just about the peace, but it's clearing out the lungs. I mean, we are a physical body here, and increasing the oxygen supply in the body, and it sets up that equilibrium between the positive and negative currents, that androgynous self that we all are, the male and the female. And deep breathing just sets the mood for an effective meditation. And we're going to be working with that a lot, aren't we, Rose, with the meditations?
Right. We've got some deep breathing exercises that we're going to do, and we have and every individual will experience the psychic effects of deep breathing, because there are some psychic effects to it, and we're going to take them into a meditation where they will be practicing the deep breathing, and it's a very fun meditation because they'll experience what the breath can do with their own body. So, I'm looking forward to this one because it's actually a lot of fun, and people are quite amazed at, they can feel it moving in their body, and they'll say, oh my God, how'd that happen? It's universal energy moving through you, and they will feel it.
Yes. Well, another aspect of Inner Sanctuary is dealing with our conflicting intentions. So if, say, I want to have more love in my life, but yet I have a stronger unconscious or conscious intention to not, to be in, you know, just say I don't want to be involved with other people so that I don't want to get hurt, well, it's going to be it's an opposing intention. And sometimes the unconsciousness can be stronger in our intentions. So this is what I love about this. There's some wonderfully fun experiences that we'll go through to find out what our real intention is. And then we can actually focus on what the stronger intention is and release it to the light and then live with that intention that we really want to have. Say it's to have more love in our life. And who doesn't? I can't imagine anybody in the world who doesn't want more love. So, you know, your intentions and thoughts and feelings have an inner sound value. And I love that because we're going to be doing a little bit of a color and sound and how we work with that to really help people to feel the vibration within themselves so that they can go through that. So what are some of the thoughts that you've had with that, with the intentions?
Well, I'm glad
have.
That you brought up intentions, Vicki, because intention is the creator of what you're about to do, whether it's good or bad. Your intention is going to create what you are about to do. So it shows the power of your intent, the power of your thoughts, and where you are coming from. Intention just... it influences the thoughts you choose, the actions you take. It shapes you. And so we're going to spend quite a bit of time with intention and examples of it. And there's a very, very special room within your inner sanctuary where you can express your intentions for the life that you truly want and the things that you want. And you're going to create your world within this inner sanctuary.
You know, that's what I love the most about it, is that you can manifest your dreams. Spirit is there to guide us every day, and they want us to have our dreams. This is not a world where we're supposed to be having anything but what we're supposed to be doing down here. And I love that the most of everything that I love about Inner Sanctuary is that ability to manifest your dreams, those parts of you that you want to fulfill. And I want to share something because I did a wonderful connection with a wonderful lady, and she always had a dream to live in a certain part of the United States, a very beautiful part of the United States. And she wasn't in there, but she had this dream. She wanted to be in Alaska. It was where her heart was. And so many of us have these powerful dreams in our lives, but we're in this life. And we're saying, well, I want to live this. It's like, reminds me, Rose, of the bucket list. You know, let's go out and live. And that's kind of where I am, right? I want to do things that I want to do. I want to get out there and live my life the way that brings joy to my life. And so many of us have houses that we have to sell, or we have a job that we have to have. And so we get this burdened in there. And this inner sanctuary brings that joy back about, wait a minute, maybe I can go to Alaska. Maybe I can move to wherever, or maybe I can take that trip to Peru. And that is what's so exciting about this. And there are ways, there are phrases that we will use to change negative reactions to positive responses. And that is part of what we will be taking on this wonderful journey of our sacred space, because that's what we learn. We know life is about learning. Life is a joy of a journey. And we always want to get there. We want to be where we're supposed to be. But what makes life the beautiful journey is enjoying every part of it. And that's what I am so excited about with both of these retreats, is that we're taking our journey, and we're going to take a little path on our journey to bring light and joy and enjoyment to that journey. And that's what both of these retreats are about, the one in September and the one in October. And it's so exciting for Rose and I, because we came together. We've lived two separate lives, and you know, yeah, we're going to be able to do these. We live in two parts of the world. We're going to be able to come together and do these two retreats together and share our hearts with you and share what she has to share and share what I have to share. So you get the best, hopefully, of you know, of both of us, so that we can share each of our journeys with you. So, are there a few other things you wanted to share, Rose, with?
Well, I'd just like to add just one other thing as far as creating your life and your vision that you were just discussing. And there is such a beautiful place within this inner sanctuary where you can manifest your dreams. And I know manifest is a word that's a big word out there right now, and a lot of people say, well, what does that mean, and it doesn't work, and all things associated with that. But in this inner sanctuary, yes, you can manifest your dreams, and you can see, imagine, and feel. I can't tell you how important that is. You can feel yourself enjoying your vision, and we're going to give you the tools to do that. And I'll tell you, one of the keys is to absolutely love your vision. And so, again, that's going to be going to your heart and truly setting your intention. What do you want in your life? How do you want your life to look? And let's go and create it, because you will be creating something new and greater for yourself. And let me tell you, when you feel good about it, the rest of the world's going to feel good about it too, because you honestly affect more than just yourself.
Yes. And, you know, I want to go back to something I said earlier in the show. The more you go into your inner sanctuary, once you've learned how to do it, it strengthens that psychic energy line. So what you're creating in these rooms that you're learning how to do in this retreat, every time you go back, it is solidifying it in the inner world so that it becomes a reality in the physical world. So this is not just a place that you're going to, you know, escape or hide from. You're going there. You're building your world there. And that's what's so uniquely beautiful about the inner sanctuary, is that you're strengthening that psychic energy line. And when we strengthen the psychic energy line, we are creating it into matter. And that is when we create what we are really, that's how we manifest the dreams. And that is what makes Inner Sanctuary so uniquely beautiful, is that the more you go in there, the stronger it is. And it's so fascinating. I went into my, I get a lot of messages on my email every day. And it was talking about that when we decide we want to manifest something, let's say that we wanted to manifest something that we wanted at that moment. Well, let's say it really wasn't any good for us. Then we'd spend our time unmanifesting it. But the way that the spiritual universe is set up is that we have to manifest it, and we have to put some energy into it. That energy creates the physical form, because everything is physical. I mean, everything is energy in this world that we are on planet Earth. So the more we physically go in and create it and create it and create it, then it does truly manifest. And then if you say along the way, you know, I really don't want that, you can recreate it, and it will very soon become manifested. So I think that's one of the things that I love so much about Inner Sanctuary. You actually do really manifest your dreams.
Yes,
and
you do.
So, yeah. Now, I mean, you don't just say, well, I'm going to come to the training and I'm going to do it one time. You really have to go in there and create your psychic energy line so that they create that energy in the physical world. And that's what's so powerful about it. And have you ever done this, Rose? Like, just say something happens and you want to go into one of your rooms. Have you ever done this just out in the, you know, workplace or someplace? I mean, do you have experiences of just going into your inner sanctuary anywhere you are?
Yes. One of the things that our clients will learn is that for some of these rooms, they have a colored door or a number or some type of symbol on them. And what's happened to me is I'll be going through my daily routine, and then all of a sudden I'll see something that reminds me of a particular room. And I know that I need to go into that room. So while I'm working at my desk or something, I'll rapidly go into that room, and as you stated earlier, with my eyes open. It doesn't mean I have to put soft music on, nor do I have to sit like a pretzel and start humming for an hour. I just rapidly go into the room because the universe gave me a sign. You know, Rose, you need to go here for a moment. I stay in there a moment or two, do what I need to do in that room, and then come out. And that is the beauty of this meditation. You don't have to do it for an hour, like I said. Once you learn the process, you can go into one room, two rooms, 10 rooms. It doesn't matter. It's what you need at that particular time. And I guarantee the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And like you said, it just establishes that psychic fabric of who you are, your connection with the universe, and it honestly trains your mind. Your mind will trust you and relax and move aside so you can spend time in your inner sanctuary to do the things that are for your highest good.
Yes. And it's interesting, too, that in our world, we have order, structure, and harmony in our lives. And that's what, when we go in there, we bring that order and structure and harmony back into our lives so that we can enjoy a day with our children. And when they have children over, we can enjoy it. Or when we're at work, we can actually enjoy our lives. And I think that's so fascinating. Now, I want to remind you that we had mentioned in part one last week that if you have questions about any of this, I want you to feel comfortable to go to AskSpiritNow.com, and you can go into the contact page and put your information in there and, you know, ask a question if you have some questions about this. And you can also go to EnergyWorks at E-N-E-R-G-I-E Works at Comcast.net and ask Rose if there's some questions you have about it. And, you know, you can go to AskSpiritNow.com and you can find out all the information about this. And we will be sending out as many, you know, emails as we can. But if something's still, you know, in question for you and you have a question about that, and you can go also to BellaHaven at AOL.com or BellaHaven, I believe it's www.BellaHaven.com to find out more about their space and about the airport. They actually have a service I believe it's like $10 or something, or $25 if you're coming in from Charlotte. To go. And you can find out all about it there at BellaHaven.com. And as well, I believe CompassionateExpression.com has that's their website, which you can go and look at where you'd be staying and a little bit more about that, and that way you'll feel real comfortable about all of this. And that we want that for you. We want you to be completely at ease, and again, you know, go to AskSpiritNow.com to register, and you can send your checks in there, and we have data for you and all that. We just want to focus more on what these 2 weeks have been more about, what we're going to be doing, so that you'll know what you're going to be experiencing and the joy that you will have at learning how to do all of this. It's just, extremely wonderful, and it's just been such a joy. I also want to let you know, for those that are familiar with Delphi, Rose and I will be giving you, you get spiritual Delphi certificates for this Inner Sanctuary training. And that's always nice in case you want to go up there and train or something at Delphi. You will already have done that. So that's an awesome experience to have as well. So I want to just say that the Inner Sanctuary really establishes that sacred space, and we're all seeking that. That's what we're all seeking, everyone. We all want to restore and heal and gain that insight and have our answers and you know, go to our inspired creative minds. That's what we're all here seeking, and this is what Inner Sanctuary does for you. So is there anything else you want to share? I think we just have a few more minutes this evening, Rose.
All I want to say is that the Inner Sanctuary training is inspiring, it's life transforming, and it's very enlightening, and I look forward to seeing all of you there with us.
Yes, it is the, you know, some days it is the joy of my life to go in there. It's like, oh, I get my time to go into my Inner Sanctuary now. And it brings so much peace. Sometimes I go in twice a day just strictly because it feels so good. And when I finish it, it always, 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 I feel so connected to myself, which is, you know, a strong statement there, and as well to spirit. And I don't know what else we can ask for in life, because that pretty much sums up what life's about. And the rest of it all flows, and it goes into a nice, beautiful space. So, excuse me. I just want to thank you so much for being with us this evening, and it's such a joy. Yes. And if you want to go back and listen to the, if you didn't get to hear it last week with Reverend Rose and I, you can go to BBS Radio, and they have a way of getting into the archives, and you can go to bbsradio.com, and they will share all of that with you. So just remember now to contact us if you have any questions. If not, go ahead and sign up, and we hope to see you in September, and we would love to see you as well in October. So just remember to ask Spirit now and contact either one of us. And I hope that you have a beautiful, beautiful week. And I will look forward to seeing you and talking with you. I always feel like I see you in my own way. And I look forward to talking with you next week at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and 6 o'clock Pacific Time for the Ask Spirit Now show. So have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful week, and just remember, you are loved. Good night.